Well, our president threw another party for himself, another rally full of laughs and cheering, all at the expense of a woman who shared her story of sexual assault. Trigger warning on this video for anybody out there who is human.
How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
F*** you. You know what? He's not even worth it. He is a void. He's unwell. He's building an incredible case for an insanity plea. So let me direct this to the one group of people who are actually going to make this decision. Senators, please believe me when I say this is no longer a job interview. This is a line in the sand, and you have to pick a side. And the side is no longer Republican or Democrat. Your vote is a statement, and that statement is either, hell no, this is not okay, this is not who we are, or it's telling every woman, every girl, every boy, every person that what happens to women's bodies does not matter, that women's truths don't matter, that you get yourself sexually assaulted, and if you have the nerve to come forward with it, it is a mistake, and the president of the f***ing United States will mock you for it, will laugh at you. Senators, I know that you're scared, and I'm asking you to be brave, to be as brave as the woman who came forward at the peril of her entire life, because years from now, you're going to be asked if you were at the party. And guess what? This is the party. All right, I gotta go. Sorry this wasn't funny. I should smile more. All right, be brave, be best. I'll be right back.